All right, let's talk a little bit about this expedition that is planned. Exactly when is it planned?
Steve Curry of the expedition company of Provo, Utah, contacted me about a year ago. He's of my same faith, and so he wanted to work with me and asked me if anybody had been planning an expedition to the Hollow Earth, and I said, yeah, there's been several people. Jan Lomprecht of South Africa, when he was writing his book in 1998, was planning an expedition but never got off the ground. There's also the International Society for the Hollow Earth, people that were planning a reflight of the Admiral Byrd flight, and I haven't heard that they've been able to get that off the ground. But Steve Curry has been taking satisfied explorers all around the world for over 30 years, a quarter of a million people, he says he's taken, mainly river rafting, and he wanted to know if we could put together an expedition to the Hollow Earth and wanted to know where I thought the most likely location of the North Polar opening is. And so we went up to Provo and visited with him, and we put together this expedition. Steve has chartered a Russian nuclear icebreaker called the Yamal.
And he, by the way, is a very experienced expedition organizer. He's been doing this for 250,000 people over the last 30 years, right?
He has been taking people all around the world on expeditions to China, to Tibet, to South America, to Russia, all over the world. In fact, in his expedition down the Zompo Gorge in Tibet with Steve Lindgren, who is a one of the most famous explorers in the world today, they found a hidden falls in about the year 2000 over in Tibet. And he was talking with the Tibetans, and they said, they told him that behind this hidden falls is a cavern that goes to Agartha, which is their word for Hollow Earth. And according to their legend, many years ago, the king of the inner world came out through this cavern and told their ancestors that someday their people would emerge to outer earth to help establish world peace. This reminded Steve about his father had told him when he was a boy of 15 years old, when his father organized the expedition company. His father had just read, apparently, Raymond Bernard's book, The Hollow Earth, again, and told his family that he would like to go to the North Pole to find the polar opening. Well, they thought he was a little bit off his rocker. Didn't put much credence in what he was saying, but he did put together this highly successful expedition company. But once the Tibetans told Steve about Agartha and this cavern, it got him to thinking again about the Hollow Earth and what his father had told him many years before. And so he decided to put together this expedition, and I've been helping him. And we're inviting anybody that's interested, as scientists, explorers, tourists. This ship, the Russian nuclear icebreaker, is one of the most powerful ships in the world, 70,000 horsepower. It cuts through the Arctic ice like butter.
And you really have a pretty good idea where you're going, right? So this isn't going to be trial and error, right?
I have triangulated the sightings of these mirages around the Arctic and estimated where the North Polar opening is located based on these sightings of mirages. Jan Lomprecht of South Africa, in his book Hollow Planets, that he published in 1998, I helped him a little bit on proofing his book and giving him some suggestions. But he did an excellent analysis of these mirages sighted around the Arctic. For example, Admiral Perry, on his way to the pole in 1909, sighted land, a mirage of land, northwest of his trek to the pole from Ellesmere Island, northern Canada. Now, there's a sweller named Captain Keenan that sighted this same mirage of land northwest of Harrison Bay, Alaska. And the Russians have sighted it north of the New Siberian Islands. So, and then Olaf Janssen, he sailed northeast of Franz Josef Land. So what I have done, I've triangulated the directions in which this mirage of land have been sighted and estimate that the North Pole Open is located at 84.4 north latitude, 141 east longitude. And we are taking these gyroscopes that will help us to detect the dip into the Earth as we start to go into the polar opening so that we can find the 90-mile-wide neck.